This is Degaris, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers, that is two, three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 701, entitled Monoconscious Feminists Are Geociders. Description. Monoconscious feminists have made young women in the US undateable due to being, quote, too poisoned by feminism. That nearly two-thirds of young US men don't even date young women. As this phenomenon spreads across the planet, populations will crash as a result, making monoconscious feminists geociders, wiping out the whole human population. Masculists push politicians to learn masculism and to push masculist ideas onto society so that monoconscious feminists become biconscious and hence nicer to be with for men. These politicians also need to menfare the gender laws so that young men are more willing to be fathers again. With politicians seeing monoconscious feminists as geociders, they will be strongly motivated to wipe out monoconscious feminism by converting monoconscious feminists to biconscious feminists. Now the flyer itself. Monoconscious feminists are Geociders by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Genocide is the extermination of a people. Geocide is the extermination of the entire population of the earth. Biconscious masculists see monoconscious feminists as geociders who need to be either exterminated, brackets slowly, by being totally ignored, left rotting on the shelf, dying slow, miserable deaths, close brackets, or converted into biconscious feminists. How does this conclusion follow from masculist ideas? There's a chain of reasoning behind the above assertion, which needs to be explained now. Why do masculists, biconscious masculists, see monoconscious feminists as geociders? Because in the US today, two-thirds of young men don't even date young women. In brackets, in 2022, the opinion polling company Pew PW Research Center undertook a survey and found that nearly two-thirds, so 63% of young men between 18 and 30, don't even date women, claiming that young US women are, quote, undateable due to being, quote, too poisoned by feminism. Masculists, biconscious masculists, see monoconscious feminism as deeply misandrist and hypocritical. Monoconscious feminists preach that gender oppression is a one-way street, that is, that men oppress women and that women are the oppressed. Feminism has had a monopoly over gender politics for the past six decades, so most upper-middle-class university diplomaed women are familiar with feminist ideas, that is, how men oppress women, for example, rape, sexual harassment, domestic violence, patriarchy, misogyny, etc. So are angry at men for committing these gender crimes against women. However, feminism teaches women nothing about how women oppress men. In that sense, monoconscious feminism is rather childish, since it blames men for all of women's problems, rather than taking some of the responsibility for women's problems onto women's shoulders. Biconscious masculists see monoconscious feminists who blame men for all women's problems as irresponsible, as not adults, not mature adults. Masculists also see monoconscious feminists as utter hypocrites, since in reality, women oppress men far worse than vice versa, since many of women's gender crimes against men are horrible and last decades, for example, women's manslavery of men. women's divorce rape of men, women's forced fathering, which are the big three that the masses keep harping about, that far eclipse the level of seriousness of men's gender crimes against women. So when monoconscious feminists lash out in public about how men oppress women, biconscious maskers see this as pure hypocrisy and become very angry and bite the fucking heads off these monoconscious feminists with verbally violent, ideologically hateful, maskless diatribe, blowing these hated monoconscious feminists out of the room, teaching them that they no longer have a monopoly over gender politics that they have had for the past six decades. Monoconscious feminists are intrinsically gender politically biased due to their monoconsciousness. Feminism teaches young women to be suspicious of men due to the gender crimes that men commit against women. These male gender crimes are real, so one should not be surprised that millions of young women take a rather morally condescending attitude towards young men, treating young men as morally inferior and even toxic, as potential rapists, sexual harassers, as violent in the home, etc. As a consequence of this monoconscious attitude of young female feminists, they become undateable for young US men, who prefer to not even date such women, since these young men see these young women as, quote, misandrist, male-dumping, feminazi cunts, close quotes, and leave them rotting on the shelf, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, and spat at, rejected by men, both socially and sexually, because these young women are not even pumped and dumped by young men. They are simply ignored. When one considers the extent of this young male date strike, one becomes alarmed, since in the US today, nearly two-thirds of young men don't even date young women, which is a demographic catastrophe. If this rejection of young women for being feministically poisoned by young men continues and spreads across the planet, then obviously we wipe ourselves out, thus making monoconscious feminists geociders by definition. Most people are not even conscious of the enormity of this problem, since they have not been exposed by the mass media to what the maskers are saying about the problem. That is, that maskers see monoconscious feminists as geociders who must be stopped. The next part of this flyer tries to answer the question, quote, what can one do to solve this problem, this geocidal problem? If the problem continues, then with each generation reproducing only two-thirds of its current generation, then math shows that an entire population will be wiped out in a mere few generations. For example, over four generations, with each generation reproducing only two-thirds of its number, then the resulting population will be reduced to 16 over 81 of its initial size, that is, to about a fifth. This is a catastrophe by anyone's judgment. This issue is so alarming that politicians need to take the issue very seriously, as it is an existential threat. If it continues, we wipe ourselves out. Politicians have a powerful duty to protect the very survival of their fellow countrymen and women. So, what can politicians do to solve the birth rate crash problem? The maskers have a clear answer to this question, and that is to teach the politicians maskless ideas, so that politicians become maskless themselves. The reasoning of the maskless is as follows. Once the politicians have been masculisted, they will see that monoconscious feminism is the dominant root cause of the birth rate crash, since young men refuse to even date young women due to the misandrist hypocrisy of young women taught to them by monoconscious feminism. So the maskless will preach to the politicians that to save humanity from dying out, monoconscious feminism needs to be wiped out, preferably by converting monoconscious feminists into biconscious feminists, by teaching them maskless ideas so that they become, by definition, biconscious, since they will have had both their feminist and their masculine consciousnesses raised. They will have been made conscious that gender oppression is very much a two-way street, and that gender crimes against men are horrible and last decades, making them a lot more serious than the relatively minor ways that men oppress women. Thus, the maskless will push the politicians to go on a massive gender political education campaign to educate women, especially women of reproductive age, to become bioconscious by learning maskless ideas that they will be exposed to by a heavy politically pushed advertising campaign to spread maskless ideas, so that women become bioconscious and hence become a lot nicer to be with for men. Men don't want relationships with misandrist, male-dumping, feminazi cunts, and avoid such women like the plague. But a bioconscious feminist will be very conscious that if she lashes out at men in public for the ways that men oppress women, then she will feel herself a profound hypocrite, because she knows that women oppress men far worse with their big three gender crimes against men that are horrible and last decades. A bioconscious feminist has had her monoconscious feminist anger at men for the ways that men oppress women cancelled by her female masculine anger at women for the worst ways that women oppress men, in brackets, for example, the big three of manslavery, divorce, rape, and forced fathering, close brackets. This bioconscious feminist's cancelling of her monoconscious feminist anger at men will make her a lot nicer to be with for men, so she will be a lot more likely to have and to keep a boyfriend, so that the odds are higher that a relationship will be formed with her boyfriend that eventually leads to reproduction. But even if millions of former monoconscious feminists become bioconscious, that will not be enough to persuade millions of men to be fathers again, due to the current toxicity of the divorce courts, still controlled by the feminists who took them over in the 70s and made divorce so toxic for men that today 2/3 of young men refuse to marry and have kids, since they absolutely refuse to face a 1 chance in 4 of being massacred in a feminist-controlled divorce court system, where he will probably lose custody of his kids with a 90% probability. He will lose his house to his ex-wife so that she can raise her kids in it. He will lose half his wealth and stuff to her. He'll be forced to make child payments to his kids, whom he will barely be allowed to see. And if his ex-wife is a real fluffy, he may be forced to pay her alimony for the rest of his life, with no legal nor moral obligation on her to get off her fat, parasitic ass and fip up, so that she stops parasiting off his labour and money after the divorce the way she did before the divorce. Maskless are abolitionists. They see that it was men who liberated women from household drudgery. It was men who invented science-based medicine, so that women today have a life expectancy of 85 years. Men invented the contraceptive pill, so that women now routinely have 0, 1, or 2 kids, usually. So women now have a career window of half a century. So maskless stand up as abolitionists, pointing the finger at women, telling them, quote, "Now that you women can work, you must work. Anything else is man's slavery, and man's slavery will get you killed by being forced to rot on the shelf by being manless." Maskless see fluffies as manslaving, divorce-raping vermin, so hated by masculine men that such women are effectively exterminated by being totally ignored, left to rot on the shelf. Maskless are at war against fluffies and aim to exterminate them by total avoidance. Maskless want the politicians to mend fair the gender laws so that men are no longer manslaved, divorce-raped, nor forced fathered, etc., by establishing GECs, GECs, gender equality committees, in the parliaments that consist half of female feminists and half of male masculists, so that the gender issues of both sexes are dealt with equally, which is far from being the case today, where to most people the term gender politics means feminism, because that is the only form of gender politics they have ever heard of. Masculists want to see the fipping of women by teaching young girls to be fips so that they can be financially responsible adults and not expect fluffy style to parasite off the money and labour of a man for decades of his life, thus manslaving him for decades, which is seen by the masculists as the worst of all gender crimes, which is why fluffies are so hated by masculists who are at war against them and aim to wipe them out so that there is no more manslavery. Masculists want the divorce courts thoroughly reformed, basing them on the principle of financial independence of both divorcing parties, assuming that all women are fips, which will be the case in a fip society that results from the fipping of women. When millions of young men become convinced that the gender laws have been truly men-fared, then they will be a lot more likely to want to be fathers again. It's this goal that the politicians need to be pursuing. So politicians need to become well-informed masculists so that they have the masculist gender political vision to create a FIP society, to set up the GECs, to men-fare the gender laws, to reform the divorce courts, to push for the bi-consciousing of women, etc. Once there are a large number of masculisted politicians, they will see monoconscious feminists as the enemy of human survival. They will see them as geociders who need to be wiped out. So these masculisted politicians will be strongly driven to educate society into masculist ideas so that monoconscious feminists become biconscious. So they can pursue, that's the politicians, can pursue a string of measures to spread masculist ideas with the aim of creating a bi-conscious society to ultimately solve the date strike problem so that the birth rate rises and we don't wipe ourselves out.